This is Music in Motion,
a podcast looking at how music moves us through our lives.
Forward, backward, and everywhere in between.
Produced by the crew at Kilo FM and KRXP FM in Colorado Springs.
Subscribe to this series to follow along as we journey through the music of our lives.
Welcome to it. I'm Sid Black.
What's up? I'm Crowley or Andy, depending on which station you listen to. So today, Sid...
Did we get the short straw?
Right?
We didn't, though, because we kind of picked this.
We're talking about... we're doing relationships today.
Music and relationships.
And love songs.
Love songs.
Which is...
It's going to confirm, ladies, that guys are out of touch when it comes to such. And it's not for a lack of trying. It's just...
And I feel like one of the things we talked about with this as we were preparing, too, is... More dudes like love songs than the culture at large would tend to think.
Uh-huh.
It depends on the mood, though.
It does.
It depends sort of like where you're at in a relationship or not.
Uh-huh.
Like if I just got recently broken up, I don't need to hear a song of like James Blunt's You're Beautiful or whatever.
No,
you know?
You need the straight to the point.
I need anger.
You need anger.
Or sadness.
It's only human, right? It's human nature at its finest.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of anger and sadness in my single life, certainly. So we've got kind of a nice spread here, I feel like, because your relationship status,
I'm a married man.
Yeah.
Happily married man for a while now.
Got a ball and chain going on.
Got the ball and chain going on.
And I have been single so long that my hymen has grown back. It's fine. So, but you know, we've got both sides of it covered here.
What he just said is this is going to be a little bit of therapy for Crowley.
Yeah.
So we're taking this as relationships from single through breakup. Yes.
Yeah.
That's Music in Motion here today.
Breakup or marriage. We'll kind of split off there, I think, since
that is the fork in the road.
So single life, Sid, how long has it been since you were single?
10 plus years now.
Oh, man.
I think it was 10 plus years.
Wild.
So it's been a while.
Single life is weird, man. I think it's one of those, obviously, it's not just sort of one feeling.
Sure.
You have your days where you're sitting at home and thinking, like, I'm just going to die alone and it's fine. And I'm pretty depressed about it. And then you have your days where maybe your confidence is up and you're like, you're cock of the walk.
Today's the day.
Right?
You're kind of tied to music differently in that aspect, right?
Exactly.
In a single life, maybe you have more of a better relationship with the music and in your day to day.
That's kind of the thing that I was thinking is like when you're single, music is kind of your girlfriend.
Sure.
That's your companion. When you need emotional support, when you're going about and doing something with your day, that's who's sitting next to you in the passenger seat.
Absolutely.
Is your CD collection, your Spotify playlist and
totally
stuff.
I can totally relate to that. You nailed it.
I got in my head Funkadelic Hit It or Quit It.
Nice.
For a single song. Just because
that's the pep in the step, man.
Right,
that's where you're feeling good.
You're feeling good, like a girl complimented you in your sweater or something when you went to go get coffee or whatever, and you're like, I'm basically the hottest guy in the world, so no big.
It's the man in the sweater, right?
Right, you can just feel that funk bass wherever you go.
And then there's always the down days, right?
Boy, are there. I threw one on my list, Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. Nope, cut the tape. So it's kind of a breakup song, obviously.
Dark, though, too.
It's
so
daunting. Exactly. And that's what it feels like when you're in those crappy single days of like, I'll never find somebody. I'm pretty unlovable.
I'm not even going to cook this frozen burrito all the way. What's the point? So then you move on to you have a crush. You got a lady or a significant other. We can't even necessarily sit here and say a lady. I'm sure ladies go through the same thing.
When
they have a crush and they find somebody they're super interested in. And then music kind of takes you from there, too, because you kind of want to theme, a tune around your emotion of that crush, right?
Exactly. You suddenly are starting to feel positive again in your life.
Sure.
You've got like songs that aren't in a minor key that you're listening to.
Yeah, I love how you put down a typo negative's Black number one.
Loving you is like loving the dead.
And then he goes,
I have kind of a split when it comes to crushes.
Uh-huh.
There's a sort of side of me tries to attune itself to my perfect vision in my head of the girl I have a crush on.
That's all you got at that point, though.
Like,
you know
all
what I mean?
It is an innocent, pure, like, oh, it would be so nice to hold hands with you someday. Perhaps we could go for a picnic in the forest. But against that, and I put AC/DC's Can I Sit Next to You, Girl?
Can I sit next to you, girl?
I think AC/DC works well for any phase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But AC/DC feels like that dirtiness to me.
Sure.
And Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? Like, the lyrics are super clean.
It's the unknown, man. It's where's this going to go?
Yeah.
Here are my hopes.
Yep, and it's also like I'm presenting myself as I'm such a stand-up dude. Hopefully you can't see behind my eyes and all the horrible things I'm thinking right now. All the nasty thoughts.
Oh. That can't just be a guy thing, though, right?
I don't think so.
Ladies, carry on just as much as guys do, mostly when it comes to...
And we all kind of idealize our crushes, too, I think.
Absolutely.
It's really easy to, I think, when you have a crush, the thing that music does for me in those times is I basically imagine that whatever girl I'm talking to either already does or eventually will like all the music I like.
Sure.
Without trying.
Talk about a super pitfall, though. Because one day reality will set in. And maybe, too, when you are starting this relationship with your crush and she kind of knows and things are going... Maybe at first she does. Maybe at first she wants to keen into you. So she is going to like your CDs. She is going to like your collection. She's going to go for it because that's the start of this relationship. Yes.
That actually, one of the things I've always been able to tell when a girl is kind of losing her interest in me is she started out really interested in the bands I'm listening to.
Sure.
And then suddenly you bring up like, oh man, there's a new release. And she's like, oh, that's real cool.
Cool.
That's great. I'm so happy for you.
You can attend that concert with your buddies.
Yeah. I'm going to keep listening to the country album that I have. What kind of music do you and your wife share?
You know, it's funny because we have reached that to where we have been together long enough to where we do have the same interests, but we have also different interests.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too. We do share a lot of the bands that we liked and we agreed on when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just kind of kept and held on to that. Shows that we attended. I mean,
that's your bedrock of stuff.
The bedrock of stuff. And it's funny, too. If we're ever driving around a car, you know, obviously I'll always go heavier. She doesn't like that. So I always just kind of, I always have the fallbacks, you know, the bands like Incubus, the bands seen live and in person.
I wish you were here.
Ones that I know we can get by with. You know, it's safe. It's the safe playlist.
Incubus is pretty popular with women, I feel like.
That gosh.
That was, I had a girlfriend that was really into Brandon Boyd and Incubus.
Come on. Pick a girlfriend that isn't.
It's smooth and funky, so.
If your girlfriend's not into Brandon Boyd, you need a new girlfriend.
Eventually, you ask out this girl.
Yes.
Or dude or whoever.
Sure.
Wherever you're at.
Yep.
Ask out a turtle. I don't know. And
turtles love Incubus. So things, they become the relationship. Now you're in it.
You've asked her out, and either you're back to singlehood or you're into the relationship.
Yep, it is a journey together.
That's a point where, at least early on in the relationship, that's where I really start liking love songs.
Sure.
They start to make sense.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden.
And that's where you kind of collect that, like I mentioned in my relationship, that's where you collect those commonplace bands and the commonplace music. You're going to shows together. You're doing everything together.
That's where you get your song.
Absolutely.
Is that new couple period.
Yeah.
Is that like, oh, there's that first song we danced to or whatever.
Sure.
It was Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance.
Ooh.
I hope you dance.
I hope you dance.
Oh.
That song is so... It's joyfully sad.
Yeah.
It's so optimistically sad.
It's pretty dour. Yeah. It's kind of like the opposite of the Blind Melon's No Rain.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. I hope your kid grows up to do something positive with their life, but you know, life is tough.
Odds aren't great, if we're going to be honest.
I haven't thought about that song in forever.
Thank goodness, right? I'm sorry to have brought it up again. Yeah. That's where you're really listening to music that you don't normally listen to.
No, it is. It is very much the texture of not just your relationship as a couple and, you know, romantic and stuff like that, but even the bubbling friendship of what your relationship will become. I mean, it's almost everything. It's the wallpaper of everything.
And you're stuffed with positivity at that point. Like, regular life has crept to the sidelines at that point.
Yeah.
So you're just mainlining happiness. It's basically a big old balloon waiting to pop at that point.
Really, it really, truly is. Or slowly deflate.
And then, of course, you get into the steady relationship. And
there.
That's
a few years
when,
in, right?
Yeah, real
what
life.
What would you say steady? When is the steady point? I mean, I guess in terms of years.
I would hesitate to put a timeline on it. I think it's when you can sit in the same room and not talk, and it's not a weird thing.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You can go a day without, you know, being on top of each other, but see each other at night, and everything's cool. The honeymoon phase is dwindled a little bit, still there, but nothing more to prove.
But if you're in a good place, it's okay that the honeymoon is over because you're still finding those, you know, things that you like about each other.
Do you think that's where it goes in terms of to separate into your own music?
I think so.
You got your like bands, like we've talked. You got your go-to bands, your go-to music that you collected together. But now maybe you start veering into different directions.
Splitting
naturally,
off.
Naturally, right?
And that's, I mean, a generally healthy relationship is one where you share a lot of things, but you also have your own independent life.
Absolutely, of course.
So that's where you start to, if not revert back to single life, but to reclaim a little bit of that.
Zeppelin's Since I've Been Loving You.
The lyrics in that one, I stuck on this list for that, just because it's, I'm about to lose my war of mind. At least for me, as a single dude, the arc of all of my relationships has been parabolic. Uh-huh. It's what comes up must come down. And Since I've Been Loving You is kind of one of those, like, oh, things are starting to come down a little bit. it's you can almost chart the future of your relationship by where does your music taste go.
Sure.
Once you're in a steadier relationship, are you listening to angry stuff again?
Yeah.
Are you listening to, like, a lot of punk rock or a lot of metal? Or are you still, you're getting into stuff, but it's still got a lot of melody. It's a lot of stuff that your significant other is still into or could appreciate.
Has she pulled a U-turn on you and gone straight buck cherry crazy bitch?
There you go. Is she listening to Lawrence Welk 24 hours a day? Because it's one or the other. Once you're in a steady relationship, it's you're going up or you're going down.
Yeah, right.
A decision is going to have to be made at some point.
No, absolutely. And everyone wants to romanticize and say, especially when you're in that position and you know, oh man, I don't think this is going to work out, but you know, hey, maybe we'll just kind of ride it out and things could get better, but you know, chances are it's not going to work out.
But that bed gets cold at night. I mean, I've stuck around in relationships longer than I should have because
everyone does. I mean, it's kind of the healthy way of figuring out when to bail.
Do we want to separate the record collection or do I appreciate that she has some early Smashing Pumpkins releases or something and
the
I don't want to lose
the music collection? That's a sad day.
It's important to keep a good inventory of which ones are here. That's basically the prenup.
Yeah, if you get
of
the
music and relationships,
this isn't gonna work feeling, start collecting an inventory of your music collection.
Be careful about buying records together. Luckily, they're like, you know, you're not gonna spend much more than $20 a piece.
And
maybe that's
the best of the digital era too. Now you don't have to worry about that. But
well, and I feel like that's almost the hallmark of when you know you're in a steady, like a really steady relationship that might last. Is hey, let's go ahead and just buy one shelf for all our records. Right. So
and I guess that's the kind of other side of this that's going the other direction. That is the steady relationship and everything's good. When it gets to that steady point and everything continues on down the good path, you don't really think about it. You don't think anything outside of, hey, this is awesome. Everyday life is what it is with this relationship and you just kind of coast.
It's almost more like you don't have that decision of like, let's merge our record collection, but suddenly you're putting the same stuff on the same shelf and it's...
You realize you have one too many copies of the same record. It's like, A, why did you collect so many copies? And B, why did you collect so many copies?
Yeah, why did you buy 3 7-inch singles of Aerosmith so I don't want to miss a thing?
I guess we should just probably bring in the resident lady of our group.
Yeah.
Lady Sean Rock, Sean the Lady Rock. How does this work?
Lunch.
Oh, hello. Thanks for inviting me to your man party.
We figured Sean.
It'd probably be best to get a woman's point of view in some of this because we're probably so off base on a lot of it, right?
Yeah. And there's something I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Because I've noticed in a lot of my relationships, and I would imagine Sid, you too, I tend to be the music nerd.
Sure. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get two music nerds in a relationship, but you and your husband have kind of managed
to
do that.
The two most music nerd I've ever met.
Yeah.
As far as being paired up, probably. You're right. It's usually lopsided in relationships.
If you guys
were
to combine, you'd be the biggest music nerd of all time.
But when we met, I lived in Phoenix and he lived in L.A. Early on, he made me a mix CD.
Ooh.
So I went to go visit him in L.A. for the first time. And then he gave me a mix CD that he'd made so I could listen to it on the way home.
So pass or fail? Did he nail it or was he kind of off?
He nailed it for sure. 100% he nailed it.
Was it more things that you like or more things that he likes and wants you to like?
I think it was balanced. It was stuff he knew that I liked already, stuff that he wanted me to like with him.
Safe.
That's, and I think that's the right balance, right?
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you've got to be thinking as much about the other person as you are yourself, at least, so.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away.
Yeah, know? But I honestly have never made him one back.
Really?
So I
Now's
truly.
The time, Sean.
I know. I truly think he's still.
He's going to hear this and he's going
to
know.
He still does it. Just the other day, we drove to Boulder, which from here is what, an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, I made this sort of summer playlist mix. And I was like, oh, cool. And you know that every song was like, this is Sean's favorite song. He specifically did that to impress me.
Playing safe.
Now, after all these years, why is he still trying to impress me?
He's not a dummy.
Yep.
He's not a dummy.
Because you can't just give up halfway through. That's why
yeah.
I'm single.
So. I just think it's funny that no matter the age or whatever, that there's this continuing quest to get laid.
That's just it. That's just it. Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you're still trying to do this. Amazing.
So just kind of lightly touch on what we've been trying to accomplish in this podcast, from single life to having a crush to being in a relationship, therefore the fork in the road, which would be marriage or breakup, right?
Yep.
Do you feel that music does play an important part from start to finish in that? Really from single to married or single back to single, right?
It does in my relationship. And I think that for the most part, if there's passionate people in general, then it should.
Sure.
Believe it or not, there are people out there who don't feel the same way we do and don't have the same passion we do for music. So I think we live in our own sort of world and bubble in that way.
Yeah.
But I think no matter what, even if it's pop music, country music, whatever, somehow people are connected through it. So, yeah.
But then there's... Before you get to that final thing, there's fighting, obviously.
Oh, it's time.
Oh.
This has reached its end.
Yeah, I think that's where your single music really reasserts itself.
Yeah, I think you kind of grab back to where you were beforehand, because you're just kind of protecting yourself at that point, right? I mean, I know that's kind of a funny way of saying it, but...
And it's a way to kind of get your anger out passive-aggressively when you're done fighting. Like, go to your own space and just crank some metal or something.
Absolutely.
It's the most obnoxious thing that you've got. It's the equivalent of like, well, I'm just going to stop showering now.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm just going to lean into the disgustingness of my dudeness and just...
Pantera, this love on 11.
You take this love, done.
I threw one on my list because I have to mention the Mountain Goats because they're my favorite band. One of the big Mountain Goats songs. It's from an album that's about this couple that he writes about. He writes a lot of story songs. It's called The Alpha Couple. They're always drinking and they're always fighting and they're always on the edge of divorce, but they keep moving to new places to try to avoid it. This song, No Children, is when everything kind of hits a climax. The chorus goes, I hope you die. I hope we both die. Not the lightest thing he's ever written.
But when you get into that feeling of fighting with a significant other,
you're lowest.
You really are.
You're just not even lowest.
The sharpest of words
real.
You hang on. You know what I mean?
You're at that one level above just pure broken up depression.
Sure.
As negative as it feels, you're still in the relationship.
Yes.
So there's still, you might be angry, but you're still holding on to a little bit of something, I feel like.
Well, it's the whole, I don't want you to like me, but why don't you like me?
Love me, damn it! Well, sometimes they don't love you, and you break up. Or you don't. Sometimes you get married. That's the end point there.
I think that's where you kind of, and you made a good point here, too. You go back to the stuff you like, but you also listen to new stuff to try to find your new direction, your new path. I think at that point, you're consuming whatever you can to get you on to the next, right?
Yeah, and as a distraction,
sure.
As a way of just like, I need something in my brain to not think these crappy thoughts that are keeping me awake at night.
Would you say you kind of stay away from sappy love songs or anything relationship-wise at that time?
It's and
like
also,
you go to the movies and you see couples holding hands, you're like, ugh.
Oh.
Ugh.
That's
who
my...
Who goes to the movies
that's
and
my
holds
life.
Hands?
And I definitely always totally abandon anything that my significant other listened to
at
that point.
Of course.
I don't want any reminders.
It's lame. It sucks.
And it's...
No more of it.
And that's what sucks, too, about a breakup. I've had bands that I loved before I got into the relationship totally ruined.
Sure.
Because it's just locked in your memory. Is purely associated with your girlfriend, and it's can't go back to it.
Time for a mass exodus.
I want to say that like the ex-girlfriend ruined it, but really it's just me and not having
life.
My own independent stability for loving things
life
enough.
Is
but
rough.
Breakup songs, I want to mention the song Swamp Dogs All Pretend, okay, which was on his last album.
Sure.
It's like an aria, and it's super depressing.
Yeah.
It's so depressing, but it's a song that, I don't know, it just digs in to the sadness. It's basically, I'll pretend that you're still around. I'll pretend your clothes are still hanging in the closets.
Right.
Stuff like that. Because I go back and forth. I hate you, and I never want to see you again, and please come back. Please, please, please come back.
Absolutely.
And that hits that pretty hard.
I think I always just went straight as heavy as possible. I would always dive in.
That's smart.
Head first, Cannibal Corpse.
Hell yeah.
That was always kind of a go-to breakup, just because there was no relatability whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You almost like create your own independence from that, right? She's not listening to Cannibal Corpse, or my ex isn't listening to Cannibal Corpse.
I'm clearly over her because I'm listening to this right now, so I'm not trying to get her back.
Right?
Duh. Everybody can see this.
There's not much relatable stuff when it comes to a hammer smashed face. You know what I mean? You can find it wherever you're looking for it. How many times you listen to a song and you were totally off base as to where it was really going?
100%.
So do you think in the breakup phase, it's just all relatable? You're going to find that meaning wherever you look?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's also where you reclaim yourself.
Sure. I'm going to start wearing sleeveless t-shirts again because she hates it.
I'm going to stop shaving my elbows.
Pants? Who wears pants at home?
Come on.
So the flip side to the breakup, it's done, it's over, didn't work out. Hey, you know, that happens. People are people. But the other side of that would be marriage.
Sometimes it does work out.
Would be getting hitched, right? Well, that's forever.
There's no getting out now.
There's no getting out now. And I think that's, you know, I think no more important song to a married couple, to a couple getting married and, you know, planning a life together would be their wedding song, right?
That's true, yeah.
The one they have the first dance to.
What's your guys' wedding song?
Well, okay, we kind of mixed things up a little bit. We weren't traditional per se. We did the whole, they announced us as a couple and we came out. It was, and I'm just going to kind of say this is a wedding song, so don't get too personal and sappy about it. But it was The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Neat.
Okay. Those are some high notes for a wedding.
Sure. Because when you are putting together a wedding and everything like that, I learned that weddings are not for you as a couple. It's for everybody else.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you as a couple. You've already been together. You want to do this. This is something you're dedicating to do and move forward. So a wedding is basically for everybody else.
In the end, like standing in front of a bunch of people and saying some words does not make it easier to get along.
Exactly.
It's a formality at that point.
It is. It totally is. Well, I mean, and it was funny, you know, I only had one wedding, and that's the plan.
Hey, way to be.
Is to keep it to one.
You know, try a little harder, man. You're way behind. Jeez.
So you're right. I mean, it's just, you have this party together and celebrate this relationship, but again, it's not about the couple. So I think from that point forward, it is about having the shared musical experiences, sharing the songs you came up as a couple loving, but then also finding new on your own and maybe bringing them to one another, sharing tastes or not.
Yeah.
Being an individual in your own taste, but still, you know, just don't play the Cannibal Corpse when the wife's in the car.
In the end, that's kind of it, isn't it? Music is so fundamental, at least for a lot of us, like fundamental to our personalities.
Sure.
You've always got those core songs, and that's going to be kind of what matters after a while. That's going to be what you connect with.
Absolutely.
Or that's going to be the hill you die on.
Yep. When I clean the kitchen, I want Mastodon.
Damn it.
I want Mastodon on vinyl. If you're in the house, I'm not sorry.
Mastodon's on the prenup.
It's on the prenup.
It's easy to use music for its individual emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm listening to sad songs because I feel sad or whatever. But even more fundamentally than that, you find the groove that you like.
It guides you.
Yeah, and it's how you relate to other people.
Sure.
Just because it's such a deep part of your taste, it's going to lock itself in one way or the other.
Absolutely.
You don't necessarily have to share the exact same music tastes, I feel like. But if you hate the music she likes, or vice versa.
It's a train wreck.
Just find somebody else.
There has to be a common ground.
Yeah, break up and get on Tinder, man.
Sure.
It's sort of like being on the radio, where we've got formats.
Yes.
You know, you're a rock station or you're an alternative station. There's a base for things. And that base determines the strength of everything built on top of it.
Absolutely.
Obviously, with both of our stations, we spread out a little bit.
Sure.
We try to push the edge a little bit, but in the end, it comes back.
Keep it in the same vein. Absolutely.
Comes back to the same core.
Structure is important. Did we cover relationships in its entirety here? Do you think that we, from singlehood to marriage and maybe back to singlehood, did we cover this?
What are we, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? That's like the second shortest relationship I've ever had right there.
That's short? What do you accomplish?
Just enough.
Thank
Thanks for listening to Music in Motion.
In this series, we'll cover how music moves us, influences us, and changes us.
Past, present, and future.
We hope you take this ride with us.